Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Lee Stang. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Blanchard. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Renee Lachman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John O'Donohue. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue fires to first and has Davalillo trapped. There's the throw to Causey, who tags Davalillo for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis. The throw from Lachman and he is safe. Alvis steals second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from Lachman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to home to get Salmon. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis, who is chasing the ball. Carrion reaches third base with a triple. Gonzalez goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Li Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang bunts towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrion scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hauser moves to third. Catfish Hunter now pitching. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 4-0, Indians. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alves strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Blanchard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo, who is chasing the ball. Campaneris reaches third base with a triple. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerryon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kerryon hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stang is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Houser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blanchard hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Charles moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lachman strikes out. Two outs. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Lachman and he is safe. Davalillo steals second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Alves moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Davalillo scores. Alves moves to third. Hinton moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Wes Stock now pitching. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Pedro Gonzalez. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing second base. Fred Whitfield now playing first base. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Campaneris hits a line drive towards third. Alves reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield juggles the ball. That's an error on Whitfield. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Landis moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blanchard hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Stang strikes out. 1 out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Carrion moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Alvis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lachman hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Colavito moves to third. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Salmon strikes out. 1 out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield is walked intentionally. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Cam Carrion. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0 for 2 in the game. he's got one RBI. Stang hits a fly ball into right field. Blanchard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.